Dear brothers and sisters, one of the adjectives of the Quran, it is the straight way. When the Prophet told us about the Quran, and he said, إِنَّهُ الصِّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ, that in the Quran is the straight way. And when we ask Allah at the beginning, at the starting of the Quran in Surah Al-Fatiha, guide us to the straight way, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. What is the answer? The answer is this book. This book will guide you to the straight way. So in every great thing in our life, we will find the answer in it, in the Quran. And one, there is one point, and this point, all humanity need it. All humanity seek for it. All humanity try to achieve it. And this point is how to live in a good way in this life. How to live good, happy and healthy, and how to be good in this life. And of course, the answer of this is in the Quran. But before we look to the answer, we will find that there are an amazing ayat. All these ayats put us in this optimistic, put us in a dark situation, put us that human couldn't live good life. And if we go through this ayat, for instance, we will see that in ayah number 4 from Surah Al-Balad, ayah number 4, Allah said, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. We created human in a struggle, in hardship. In many translation, they said man. Man is a man, especially nowadays. We can't say about a human is a man. So in the old translation, they said, but really in the Quran, خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ, human. Male and female, it's all, but most of the translation, they said man. And really it is not, it is a human. And the word in the Quran, human. So we created a human in hardship. We created a human in struggle. And also in Surah Al-Inshiqaq, ayah number 6. Ya ayyuha al-insan, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqi. O man, you have to work hard constantly to reach your Lord, and then you have to meet him. So you have to struggle, kadih, indeed you are laboring toward your Lord with a lot of effort. And also Allah Azza wa Jal swear in Surah Al-Asr, he swear wal-Asr, by the time Allah says that, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Human will be indeed losing, will be loser. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam described the Quran, that the Quran is the straight way. And the meaning that the Quran is the straight way, that we will find the straight way in the Quran. At the beginning of the Quran, we ask Allah, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. And all the Quran is answer of this dua. This is the way how we will be on as-sirat al-mustaqim. And we said that all human seek something common between all of them. Yani for instance, all human, whatever their color, whatever their nationality, whatever their religion, whatever, they seek to live a good life. They seek to have happy life. They try to be in a good situation in this life. But when we look to the Quran, we found that there are a lot of ayat told us that human is not in a good life. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر. Allah swear by the time that the human will be a loser. خلقنا الإنسان في كبد. We created indeed a human in struggling, in hardship. Many ayat told us that a human is in a bad situation. And also Allah mentioned that إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خلق هلوعا. That human is created weak, has a lot of anxiety. إذا مسه الشر جزوعا. Any difficulty, and he will be very frightened, he will be very afraid. And also Allah Azza wa Jal told us that وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي, the one who turns away from my message, the one who turns away from my book, the one who turns away from the Quran, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ, he will have difficult life, he will have depressed life. Danka is very close, very difficult, very difficult life. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى, and we will gather him at the day of judgment, and he is blind. So there are many ayats told us that human will be in miserable life, in difficult life, in hardship life. But someone said, oh, Sheikh, are you sure this is what Allah created us to? No. This is how Allah advised us. This is how Allah made it clear to us. When you see very beautiful picture and very ugly picture, and you see this is make what is a beautiful more beautiful, because now you compare between this and this, and you see how much this beautiful. For this reason, Allah Azza wa Jal give us and told us about the reality. But then he told us, do you want happy life? Yes, of course. All of you, all of us, who doesn't want happy life? The atheist, the American, the Indian, the Syrian, all the human, the white, the Indian, everyone. So Allah Azza wa Jal gave us the answer in Surah An-Nahl, ayah number 97. In Surah An-Nahl, ayah number 97, Allah gave us the answer. And this is the ayah we reach to explain and to talk about. Allah told everyone, everyone, man. This man in Arabic mean everyone. Man, woman, what is the nationality, different color, different, it doesn't matter. Whoever, man amila salihan, whoever from male and female acted in a good way, acted in righteous way, acted in a nice way, من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى, from male or female, and this is the real quality in Quran. There is complete quality between men and women, complete quality in the reward, complete quality in the punishment, complete quality in the honor. Everything are the same, but of course it is not the same job. If I have two teacher, one teach geography and one teach math, I respect all of them and I care about both of them and I give the salary for both, but they couldn't work the same. They didn't teach the same subject. You know, this is the problem that, and this is a big problem when a woman needs to be a man. She will lose her femininity and she will not compete the man in his work and in his job. And also, if the man compete the woman in her job, he will fail. So this is how Allah put a system. And if a human would like to break this system, he will break at the end. Not the system, the human will break at the end. And this is very clear to everyone. So, من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى, who does righteousness, who does good, who does خير, صالحا mean خير. It is more than righteousness, you know. Righteousness has a special meaning. But من عمل صالحا, it's open meaning. Everything is positive. The meaning of من عمل صالحا, exactly everything positive. This is everything good, everything خير, everything. So من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى. But there are conditions. What is this condition? وهو مؤمن. He believe in God. وهو مؤمن. So if he do good and he didn't believe in God, what does that mean? He didn't do it for seeking God. He did it for something else. Why you are honest? Because I know if I am honest in the business, I will get a lot of money. Okay, good. And you get a lot of money? Yes, that's right. You get your reward. Why you are honest? Because Allah want me to be honest. Oh, now this is a different. Why you are always tell the people the truth? because I found that the truth is the right way in this life. Yeah, but why you did this? Because I believe in this. Okay, the other one, I did this because Allah asked me to be honest. Why you care about your parents? Because I should. The people will blame me. The people will, no, because Allah ordered me, and Allah, you know, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. In this case, this is the idea. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. So, what is the result? فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Allah swear that certainly we shall certainly make him live a good life. Oh, alhamdulillah. So now we know the secret of the happy life. We know the secret of good life. We know the secret of this. Surely give them their reward. We will surely cause him to live in a good life. Good life mean happy life, mean the life everyone would like to live. So what is the way for the good life? Two things: to do good and to be believer. For when you do this, Allah will make you. So Allah guarantees that we will make him live a good life. فَلَنُحِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ. And we will reward them. We will give them their reward. بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. According to the best of what they used to do. Allahu Akbar. According to the best. I am going to the college. I have an exam with 10 subjects. In a subject, I get 70. In a subject, I get 60. In a subject, I get 99. So, okay, the college give me all the subject 99. What is this generosity, you know? What is this? It's unbelievable. This is the good news from Allah, that he will reward you in the Akhirah according to the best. So this is, you know, this is also push us to search about the best. What is the best of the best? Because Allah Azza wa Jal, inshallah, if I have this, he will reward me in Akhirah according to the best what I did in dunya. Everything. Yani you think maybe I do something, I get 10 hasana. And I do something, I get 10 billion hasana. So all my works, the one hasana and the two, will be 10 billion hasana. What is this generosity? It's a great generosity from Allah. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. So, Allah Azza wa Jal told us about this. And suddenly, we jump to the second ayah, ayah number 98. To be honest with you, this ayah 97, I explained it last week. But now I talk about it from another side, not from the same concept I talked last week. So for this reason, I will move to the second ayah. فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. So if you recite the Quran, seek refuge with Allah. If you recite the Quran, ask Allah to help, to protect you from the Satan. Okay, Sheikh, you always told us that there is connection in the Quran. And everything connect in a chain, like chain. Every circle, every ayah is a circle connect to another circle, like chain. But here we are talking about the good life. We are talking about the reward in the Akhirah. And suddenly you jump to the reciting the Quran and to make ta'awudh. How we connect this with this? First of all, recitation the Quran. What is the connection between the ayah number 97 and the ayah number 98? The best good deeds to recite the Quran. This is good answer. And also, the best good deeds, you will find it in the Quran. So you have to recite the Quran, to understand the Quran, to act, to achieve the righteous and the good deeds. You know, yani if someone said, oh, okay, my God, I agree. If I do good and righteous, you will reward me. You will make me live a good life. and you will reward me the best of my reward. So how, where, as this person said, or as this sheikh said? No. فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ, that means read the Quran, and you will find the answer in the Quran. فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ, but first of all, you have to put the Satan away. You have to move, because the one who distract you, the one who try to push you, the one, you know what, Sheikh? Really, many times I decide to read the Quran, but small idea coming to me. What do you think now to have a cup of tea? And after the cup of tea, you will read the Quran. You make the cup of tea and you find that it is 3 or 4 days you didn't read. Yes, yes. So when you decide to read the Quran, what you should make? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Now you find yourself going and take the Mus'haf and start reading. So, فإذا قرأت القرآن فاستعذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إنه ليس له سلطان على الذين آمنوا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. He has no authority to those people who believe in their Lord and they rely upon their Lord. So, in this case, now we are moving to another level, to the level of faith and to the level of tawakkul, rely upon his Lord. So, if we want to free ourselves from the authority of Satan, from the controlling of Satan, we need these two things, the deep faith and to rely upon Allah. And there is something very important, that Satan controls most of us, but we don't recognize this. We don't realize this. How he did this? Because he always keep trying. He keep trying. He is not this optimistic from the human. He keep trying. Maybe now he didn't do it. Maybe he will do it now. Now he didn't. But maybe he, you know, he keep and he keep and he keep. Furthermore, human life, and he still exists. And he will not be powerless. He will not be hopeless. He will not, no, he will keep. But the human become hopeless. The human become power. Oh, I did this first time. I did this second time. I don't want to do it anymore. No, Satan did it the first and the second and the 100 and the 1 million and the 1 trillion. And he will keep, and he will keep. Furthermore, we are breathing. So, إنه ليس له سلطان على الذين آمنوا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون إنما سلطانه على الذين يتولونه. His authority is about the people who rely on him, about the people who take him as an ally, and those who through him associate others with Allah. وعلى ربهم يشركون. So they seek support from Satan and they have partner with Allah. Those people whom the Satan control them, and those whom the Satan can do to them this bad thing and this bad issue. So, al-isti'adha, to seek refuge from Allah. Yeah. It's a great subject. It's a great subject. We are with an enemy. He sees us. We couldn't see him. He has all the files of us from Adam, from our father, long time ago. He has all the database of the human with him. Everything, what we love, what we hate, how we go, how we do, how, our weak point, our strength point, everything. So what can we do with this enemy? Allah, he said, to get rid of this enemy, you need my help. You have to ask me. Oh, you know what, Sheikh? I remember that. It's long time I didn't ask Allah to save me from Satan. It is not just a word to say, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. No, it is the feeling. Oh Allah, please. It is dua. A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. It is asking. You're asking Allah, please Allah, help me from the Satan, from his whispering, from his messaging, from his ideas, from his controlling me. He controlling me. Suddenly I feel very calm. Something happened with me and I get angry and I lose my mood. And All of these, there is something to the Satan in it. So, al-isti'adha, to ask Allah to help you, this is, you announce the enmity of the Satan. You announce that you consider your Satan is an enemy. If you say to someone, oh, I seek refuge from Allah from this person. Oh, this is, that means he feel he is an enemy to him. He feel an enemy to him. So when we say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, that we said that the Satan is our enemy. Oh, Sheikh, but I am a peaceful person. So what? I feel all the creation is my friend. I feel all the, you know, and we need with this very nice white cat to scan. Or, yeah, yes. Let all the creation your friend. Let all the creation your, except Satan. This one should be your enemy. And those people, sometimes you found everything is his enemy except Satan is his friend. So, because Allah Azza wa Jal told us, إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدو. Satan is your enemy. You should take him as an enemy. Otherwise, you will pay big price. And I know a lot of people who go with the Satan in a way or in another. We don't go in the details. And they pay big price according to this relation. Yes, he gave some power. He gave some money. He gave someone to be very famous. Politics or singer or whatever. He make him very famous. You look, oh, how this get, yeah. It's supporting from Satan. But at the end, he will pay very big price because he break the advice of Allah. Allah told us, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٍ. He break the order of Allah. Allah told, إِنَّ Satan is your enemy, so take him and act with him as an enemy. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٍ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. And one of the good things in our war with the Satan, that our enemy is very clear. He announced everything will do to us. He told us, ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ. I will come to him from front, وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ, from their behind, and from عَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ, and from their rights, and from their left. And وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. And you will not, a lot of them, thanks to God. A lot of them, you will not find them thanks to God. If we compare our attitude every day, how much we complain and how much we thanks Allah. How ni'am Allah Azza wa Jal gave to us and how ni'am we didn't get. We will find that what we have is endless. And what we miss is some. You know, yani if someone has endless money and he lost $1 million, what did he lost? Nothing. 10 million, nothing. If he has endless of the really, we have endless of bounties of Allah. But unfortunately, today human complaining. You open the TV complaining. You open the news complaining. You open the business complaining. All the great country complaining. Who get the money? If this country has a lot of loans and this country complain, who owns the money? Who? Yeah, you know. And you see, this is al-insan. This is the human. And this is the trap Satan put us in it, to complain instead of what? To thanks Allah Azza wa Jal. We should educate ourselves. How are you? Alhamdulillah. Oh, not just to say Alhamdulillah. Sheikh, you are in pain. Yes, I am in pain. But I have some parts in my body in pain, but I have a lot in my body in a good health. You know, I have something missing me, but I have a lot of things I get. If we look to the empty part of the glass, we will be sad. But if we look to the full part of the glass, we will be happy. So we have to educate ourselves to look to the good part, the full part, not to the empty part. Why? Why we do this? Not to be from the group of the Satan. We are two groups. Group of the Satan, they are not Shakirin. And the group are not outside of his authority. Who are those? Al-Shakirin, Al-Hamidun, the people who thanks Allah from their heart. Yes, Allah, I say Alhamdulillah, but in my heart, I am sad. You didn't give me this, and you didn't give me this, and you should give me this, and I should be in the... Oh, play. Come on. This is you say it just in your tongue, not in your heart. So we have, because in the day of judgment, there is a flag. This flag will be for Al-Hamidun. For whom, Noha, this flag will be in Akhirah? Hamidun. What Hamidun? Who make a lot of thanks God. Make a lot of Hamid. Make, okay, they thank Allah in for all his bounty. And this bounty is endless. What does that mean? We should have endless Hamid to Allah. How can I have this endless Hamid when I feel that I thanks Allah from all my heart, from all my sins, from all my, and I feel at the end that I am powerless to thank him. I cannot thank him because yani, if someone give me a gift, I say, okay, thank you. I cannot talk. I cannot thank. I cannot, you feel that. What is the power? You feel powerless or is there any other good word for this? Powerless is good. Thank you. So you will feel powerless to thank him. And this is your feeling with Allah. You make sujood and thanks him. You cry because you want to thank him your word will not express your feeling. So you express your feeling through your tears, through your, this is the Shakirun. This is Al-Hamidun. This is there is a flag in the day of judgment. This is the flag for Al-Hamidun. So Al-Hamidun will gather under this flag and enter the paradise as a group, and the angels surrounded them. Can you imagine? Can you imagine at that day when all the people gathering, billions of people gathering in one place from Adam to the day of judgment, and all of them need a drop of water, all of them need any shadow just to stay under the shadow, and there is a group of people, the angels surround them and talk them as a delegation to the Jannah. Who doesn't want to be from those? May Allah Azza wa Jal make all of us from those Al-Hamidin. So, وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. You will find most of them not who thanks God and not from the people who ask Allah his help. Satan, he is very professional. Come to you in special time. When you are just calm down, happy, he didn't come to you. But when you start to get angry, now it's his time. Now he goes through your vein. Now he is going with your blood. And you come more and more and more and more. And you cannot control your anger. And most of the crisis, most of the problem, most of the disaster in our life, because some people couldn't control their anger. I met a lot of people. They spend their life in prison because one minute of anger, 1 minute they didn't control their anger. So anger management, to stay away from the Satan, also the desire, when we cannot control our desire, and also before the prayer, he come to you. In the prayer, before dhikr, he come to you. Before reciting the Quran, before any good deeds you will do it, he come to you. And he give you another suggestion. You are right, but not now. If you want now to pay 1,000 to donate, not now. Later on, you will donate 10. You will make it 10,000. And you forget because we are human. And So when you find the khair, go for it. فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. And the first, when you want to recite the Quran, you should make isti'adha, and we should focus in our relation with Allah, with our iman. We should care about it and try to read the Quran with open heart. Try to read the Quran with open mind. Try to read the Quran like someone has very important message from very important source. Any message can come in this country to someone and it's very important. IRS, when he saw IRS, that means they are a big problem from those. Or, yeah. And if, oh, he read it step by step, letter by letter. I have a message from the insurance. You have to fix your roof or we will cancel you. Oh, what, dawal, what is the dawal? Please, no, dawal. No, go to dictionary and we go through the message word by word and letter by letter because, you know, we have. So this is how should we read the Quran. Sheikh, I read this ayah. I don't understand this ayah. Okay. I will be happy to answer. And I receive a lot of people ask me, what is this ayah? What is the connection between this ayah and this ayah? What is, you know, the book is beside you, beside your bed. If قلق واتبنام بئلا in insomnia, if someone did insomnia. So in Islam there is no insomnia. If he feel insomnia in that, he opens the Quran, read, he makes zikr and Satan come directly and make him sleep. When he starts with zikr, يعني, Satan come and massage until he feel relaxation. And most of the people told me the best sleeping time in the zikr. يعني, when zikr, we feel sleep very, very good and very. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect all of you. May Allah protect you from Satan. And of course, you know, the topic of Satan is very great. And we go through this topic before that. And we go through more than 100 ayah and 100 position in the Quran told us about the Satan and about his whispering and about his pushing and about his struggling to try to put us away from the straight way. Where he is sitting? He is sitting on the straight way. Why? To push you to the exit. And because he don't want you to be on the straight way. And we have to push and push and go on the straight way, inshallah. May Allah give you khair and afia. May Allah accept from all of you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Al-Fatiha. A'udhu billahi min shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يا رب اجعلنا من الحامدين الشاكرين. يا رب عرفنا نعمك بدوامها ولا تعرفنا نعمك بزوالها. يا رب اجعلها نعمة دائمة تصلب بها نعمة الآخرة. يا رب العالمين يا رجاء السائلين احمنا واحمي أبناءنا من شر الشيطان الرجيم. من نزغه ومن وسوسته ومن دفعه بفضلك وجودك ورحمتك ما لنا إلا أنت يا الله ما لنا إلا رحمتك ما لنا إلا عفوك ما لنا إلا لطفك لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا ظالمين فاغفر لنا وارحمنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين إلى شرف النبي وأرواح المؤمنين الفاتحة.